Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
It's hard not to listen to that song and go all the way to the drum part, right?
It is, but we got to move on.
I know.
All righty.
Ooh. Oh, this is Guitar Hero right here.
Let's get to that part of the show where we reach into the mixed bag here on the program. And another guy who's kind of been pulling his Tua the last couple of days, Giannis Antetokounmpo. Very honest. Goes up there and he goes, he's just letting it rip, baby. He's just letting it rip. And Giannis yesterday at Bucks camp was like, look, am I committed? Yes. Will I change my month? Will I change my mind in months? Maybe. I don't know. Here was the Greek freak.
First of all, I haven't read that story. When the season started, I tried to get off social media. Tried to focus on my craft.
Everyone's off social media.
The team. But yeah, I've said this many times. Like, I want to be in a situation that I can win. And now I'm here. I believe in this team. I believe in my teammates. You know, I'm here to lead this team to wherever we can go. And it's definitely going to be hard. We're going to take it day by day, but I'm here. So all the other extra stuff does not matter. I think I've communicated with my teammates, communicated with the people that I respect and love, that the moment that I step in on this court or in this facility, I wear this jersey, the rest does not matter. I'm locked into whatever I have in front of me. Now, if in 6-7 months I change my mind, I think that's human too. You're allowed to make any decision you want. But I'm locked in. I'm locked into this team. I'm locked into these guys, to this group, and to my coaching staff and to myself.
All right, there you go, little Giannis.
He was lying.
Oh yeah, he's the.
Anytime you got to repeat, I believe in this team, I believe in this team. You don't believe in this team.
Nope.
But got to love the little nugget. In 6-7 months after the season's over and I change my mind.
You know what we call that? Wiggle room.
Did he sign an extension?
No.
He's already in the middle of a contract. I think he signed an extension last year. I believe he signed an extension.
But that don't matter no more anyway, right?
If you're somebody of Giannis's ilk, you'd think not. But I do think there was a little of the Bucks were like, hey, We're not trading you. I think there was probably a little of that if they did have talks. But I think Giannis probably thought that they had the Dame contract. It was a sunk cost. I don't think that he thought that they would waive and stretch him and then go get Miles Turner. So like he's like, damn it, all right. So
it's a situation where, and it kind of happened with Dame. Dame wanted to come down here, right? And he didn't say he wanted to go to Miami. He said, I want to go to a contender.
No, he said he wanted to go to Miami. That's where he bleeped up.
Well, okay. But then they end up sending him somewhere where, like, okay.
Which is why I have no sympathy for the Bucks. Reap what you sow. This was Giannis on why he's so flirtatious every summer with other teams.
I mean, you to that point, you've been pretty clear for many years what your summers are like. And how you view things and look where you can win, whether it's here or elsewhere.
It's you know what it is? It's like a temptation, You know, like when you, you're going through the amusement park or you go through the outside and you're not wearing your wedding ring like me now, and the people are looking at you, they're like, oh, he's kind of handsome. Oh, it's temptation. And that starts when the season ends.
I want this
until
to be
the
over.
Season begins. You know, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to approach me or approach, I don't know, my agents. And they're going to say, hey, this is a possibility. That's a possibility. This is a possibility. But at the end of the day, Ultimately, I'm going to make a decision.
What are
my
we
decision
doing
today? Is that I'm here.
Nobody ever looked at his big ass and said, "Ooh, he ain't wearing his wedding ring. He's so
handsome." He's kind of cute.
He's a baddie.
Wow.
You know what
he's a basketball baddie.
You know what they say? Oh, it's Giannis. He rich.
No, man, he likes being.
He likes the chase.
Wait a minute. First of all, bad analogy by Giannis.
Mrs. Greek Freak is not going
to
like that.
Bad enough he's always trying to put a fifth child in Mrs. Greek Freak.
She's always pregnant.
They're
always so horny on Instagram.
He's always horny on Instagram. Always. Like, he's always trying to put a fifth member in the starting lineup. But for you to say that you like being chased, you like the temptation, that means, you know, she's going to get you in an argument sooner or later.
Well, this is the thing that's crazy about it, right? Like, there's this whole thing, and I don't know what's true or not true, because international reports, right?
Oh, she's moved to Greece.
That's a report that she moved to Greece, that they're spending the entire year in Greece. They're going to be away from him, which makes me feel like, first of all, they think Milwaukee sucks, which I don't know. I've never been there.
But. And she's American. She's not from Greece.
Is that true?
Yeah, she's not from Greece.
Well, hey.
I know
her in Milwaukee.
Name a famous place in Milwaukee.
She's from California.
No, nothing. There's. We used to play once.
Lambeau Field.
But we used to play preseason game and regular season game in Milwaukee. They used to do one. They used to have a contract where they had to split them up.
Mm-hmm.
So they all weren't at. And would you believe it was weird because the stadium. Both teams were on the same sidelines.
Ew.
Yeah.
But it feels like if she's living in Greece with the kids, like, that it's almost like Giannis is trying to make himself miserable. Like, I'm not with my family. They're not here.
It's almost like he's got built
in. Oh, you think this
in.
Is a – oh, wait a minute. Uh-oh, okay.
Maybe they really like Greece.
No, time out. Like I said, maybe I'm graduated to the third level of Tobinism. Are you saying – that this is a ploy by the Antetokounmpos to get out of Milwaukee by saying, I'm miserable, my family is in Greece, when his wife is from California, could have gone to any place in the States.
Any place in the world.
But she went to Greece. I need to get closer to my family. I need to leave Milwaukee. Maybe Miami, the sunny beaches of Miami might get my wife.
I'm not even saying Miami. I'm saying any big city. Like,
he's definitely big city hunting.
Right. Like, yeah, exactly. Like, I think that they're just ready to be. Like, look, they did what they had to do in Milwaukee. It was nice. But, you know, this guy's talking about it. I go to the amusement park. Giannis is horny at the amusement park?
I mean, you, to that point, you've been pretty clear.
I mean, he likes to go up for a ride,
years,
I guess.
What your summers are like and how you view things and look where you can win, whether it's here or elsewhere.
It's... it's, you know what it is. It's like temptation, you know, temptation. You know, like when you you're going through the amusement park or you go through the outside and you're not wearing your wedding ring like me now, and the people are looking at you, they're like, oh, he's kind of handsome. Oh, it's temptation. And that starts when the season ends.
Oh my God.
Wait a minute. What is an amusement park? And then what? So he likes walking around amusement parks and having like people look at him and saying, ooh, he's good looking.
I've never heard of a man sounding more creepy.
I think he was separating both.
Very.
Kind of like, say, like an amusement park, like maybe, like, I guess
all the rides.
The rush of a ride. Yeah.
I don't think that's what he did. I feel like Giannis.
It was a different type of ride he was talking about.
No, but then like he goes and says, and you know, when you're outside and I'm not wearing a wedding ring and.
He was trying to give two
whatever.
Different analogies.
Exactly. No, he might be.
No, I think he separated both of them.
Or maybe he's letting us know that maybe there is problems in the household. And
my next question would have been, why aren't you wearing your wedding ring then?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Maybe he got caught with slipping.
I never wear mine, except when I golf.
Okay, but,
yeah, but you don't go to amusement parks.
He's out here strutting.
No, I ain't looking.
And by the way, amusement parks is not the amusement park we're thinking. It might be, you know.
The amusement parks that are around here.
Girls,
okay. Yeah, that's the amusement park he's talking about.
It was interesting that Giannis was in Greece, and then Doc Rivers said, hey, we're having an extra camp in Miami.
What? And he flew down.
And he flew his COVID, ass over here.
COVID what?
Mysteriously healed. Anyway.
Temptation, right?
Back after this.
Temptation here.
Hi,
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.